Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. Now, let's talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Tracy Morgan. Always nice to have you with us about this time of day. And yes, this is our half hour that we get to talk to great professionals in and around Butler County about important issues that affect you right here in Butler County. And today is our day with Compassionate Certification Center. And of course, we've talked to them before, and they're right in downtown Butler. And we will review what they do and how they can help you. If you saw the building, nicely logoed up, as I say, has a great big huge picture on it, and you pass it, you go, what do they do? We'll talk about that today. But before I welcome my guest in today, let me give you all the different ways that you can listen, because as we're broadcasting live, of course, you do have us on the radio, on the app that would be on your smartphone. You download that for free. You have us on Alexa-powered devices, and then, of course, you have us online. Now, it's important to remember the online aspect of this, because if you do have to leave us at any time, that's where you're going to find the podcast of the day. So what you do is you go WISR680.com. Then if you want to listen to the podcast, wait until we're done with the live broadcast, and you'll have it. But you go Programs, then you go Let's Talk, and then you're going to look for Compassionate Certification Center. And that's where you're going to find the podcast of the day. All right, so let's get to it. With us today is Melanie Kochke. She is the CEO and co-founder of Compassionate Certification Center. Hello, how are you doing, Melanie? It's nice to have you today.
Good morning. Thank you, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be on the station today. Thank you so much.
And I'm really excited to hear what you're going to talk about today, and we're going to cover what you do. But I laughed because we joked off the air. What do you have for a Monday morning? You know, we just want that right there.
Hey, it's Monday. Let's get everybody cranked
right?
up and going here. We got lots to cover today about medical marijuana, medical cannabis, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Let's start with you, though, because I know in the past we've talked to Dr. Donner. And he's such a great guy to talk to, and it's always fun when we get to talk to someone new, especially you being the co-founder of this. But tell us about your history. What got you interested in this particular focus of your field?
Thank you for asking, Tracy. I don't like to say that I'm terribly interesting, but perhaps I am in a sense. Myself and Dr. Donner, we were quite disgruntled with the healthcare system. And we feel like it has failed many, many of our patients. And Dr. Donner, being an emergency room physician for as many years as he has, and myself, I have 20 years in healthcare as well. I had both become completely disgruntled with the healthcare system and decided that we wanted to start a new medical cannabis healthcare system ourselves. And that's exactly what we did with Compassionate Certification Centers.
And so when you both got together with this, was it already established? Did you buy into a company, or did you develop Compassionate Certification Center?
No, actually, myself and Dr. Donner together developed the logo, which is an American flag with a cannabis leaf on it, which we got trademarked. It took me 2.5 years to do that. We're very proud of it. And it was actually an idea that him and I came up with together. I actually ended up being a patient, a CBD patient, losing 56 pounds, which he couldn't believe. And he said, to this day, he is a better doctor for even learning about the endocannabinoid system. So together we developed this concept, Tracy, believe it or not, and it's taken us this far.
Before we get into what that concept is, let me give you kudos for your entrepreneurship of the year in 2015. That's a great honor.
Well, I appreciate it. We are just here to help patients. Many of them have ran out of options, and we really, it really keeps us going every day.
So
it's a hard industry to be in, and you can't just open a regular bank account up. You can't do anything like you normally would. So it's very difficult to get into medical cannabis in any aspect, let alone a medical practice.
Is that when people typically come to you, as you mentioned just a second ago, that they've run out of options?
Yeah, we typically do seem to see most of our patients, and I'll tell you, we have over 51,000 patients. So there's 100,000 in the entire state of Pennsylvania registered in the program, and we have almost 51,000 of those patients registered with us. When you look at the numbers, when I break down all those patients, the majority of them are still chronic pain patients. We see many, many different ailments, but it's still chronic pain, whether it be a diabetic that has neuropathic pain or somebody who has failed back surgery. We see that the most common.
So weight loss is not, in a sense, under that? Because I'm very curious, and I'll get back to the weight loss if it is a separate issue. But how is the chronic pain being solved?
Well, let me first differentiate the two things. So when I mentioned that I personally lost 56 pounds, I did that by taking our CBD. I've been on CBD. I've tried for 6 years to take different types of CBD, and I had all but given up because apparently I wasn't taking the right one, the right dose, or staying on it long enough. So myself personally, I got on CBD to regulate my body, which is what CBD will oftentimes do. It'll regulate, for example, I think allergies are one of the most common things you hear about right now. People are complaining about allergies. CBD will regulate and balance the body. I'm not going to make medical claims. I'm just going to say on the air that CBD could potentially help regulate any kind of dysregulation or inflammation, which is what an allergy is an inflammation. So that's the difference between CBD, you do not need a medical card for. We are regular doctor's offices, just like any other. We have specialists in medical cannabis. So when you see us for medical cannabis, you can get your medical card, but you can also purchase CBD. So two different things.
Well, then, and that's why I wanted to connect the weight loss with the chronic pain, and I'm glad you mentioned it because it's about inflammation, isn't it? At least in that area of life.
It is.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was a chronic pain patient for so long. And this is often what happens. People will call us on the phone and say, here's an example. I'm depressed. Okay. Can I get my medical card? Well, technically, depression isn't listed as one of the 21 qualifying conditions. However, how did you get depressed? Okay, you have lower back pain. You have back surgery. Oh, you haven't worked in 5 years. I see. These are all the types of things that we find out when people call us or get on our chat line or stop in at Facebook and see, will I qualify for my medical card? And oftentimes we say, no, if you're just depressed, depression isn't listed as a qualifying condition, but how'd you get there? All the other medical conditions might be listed as one as well.
So let's talk about the medical marijuana and what it does to the system, because as we've talked to Dr. Donner in past shows on Let's Talk, he was, of course, expressing the fact that this does not make you high, and there is a difference, and I'd like you to explain that as well. But what is it doing to the system that it is healing the system?
Well, for each patient, it's really different, and those type of medical questions I like to defer to Dr. Donner more than anything, because our job is really to meet with the patient, get their medical records, review them, and ensure that they meet the qualifying condition. If they do, they can leave with their card, and a couple days they'll get in the mail, and they'll be able to go to the dispensary and figure out the right medication for them. Or they can book an appointment to come back and see us for an additional follow-up.
So is the primary goal when we come to you is to get that card to make sure that we are qualified to do that? And then correct me if I'm wrong, am I understanding you right? Then when we go to the dispensary, then they would figure out the best product for us and the amounts? Or do you help take care of that as well?
The dispensary should help with a pharmacist if the patient decides to meet with one when they get to the dispensary. When they meet with a medical physician, such as one of our clinics, and this is what's really important, we specialize in medical cannabis. So we do talk to the patient about their prior use or current use, if there is any, and what it's going to be like when they go to the dispensary, what they need to look for and what kind of questions they need to ask. So Compassionate Certification Center is located on 127 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Is one of our 10 clinics where the patients can do that. Once they leave, they can go to any dispensary that they'd like.
Can they go out of state, cross lines, or do they stay in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania medical cards are only good for Pennsylvania. Some states have reciprocity. There's currently 9 other states that do. Pennsylvania is not one of them.
So are we allowed to go in Pennsylvania, of course, and get the product that we need, and then are we allowed to go over state lines with it?
No, you're not, because there isn't reciprocity in other states than Pennsylvania. 9 other states do have reciprocity. We do not.
So tell me about the conditions that we can currently get a card, and then what are the new conditions that are either being added or being looked at?
Oh, that's a great question. There's currently 21 qualifying conditions. And believe it or not, the majority of patients do fall within those 21 conditions. The new ones that we're looking at, without risk of boring you, I don't know if you want to go through each of the conditions, Tracy, but the new ones are anxiety and Tourette syndrome, which Dr. Rachel Levine recently announced. She plans to add those and potentially some others by the end of August.
And so
we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
That would mean that anybody who had a panic attack, anybody that has anxiety documented in their medical records would then qualify for a medical card after they've seen us, if they have the appropriate documentation.
Well, and I would like you to mention some of the conditions that people can get the card, because when you mentioned Tourette's and that's being looked at, hoping to add that to the list, if I understand it correctly, Tourette's is along a spectrum that spectrum could include ADHD or ADD or those kinds of conditions as well, if you're looking into the medical field. And so ADHD, ADD, are they already covered? Like, what is already covered?
That's a great question. Many states, so there's 33 states that have approval for different qualifying conditions, and each state is different. Some of them have the same underlying themes, and some of them have some real outliers. PA includes, for most of the states, PA, in my opinion, has more conditions than some of the other ones. And that would be anything from, Tracy, addiction substitution therapy. So opioid reduction. So you have a patient who has been on opioids and they have failed or weren't able to continue on this. They became addicted, perhaps. They would qualify for their medical card, perhaps. Autism is on the list. We have many, 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 many children with different types of autism coming in to see us, as well as different spastic movement disorders. For example, even just chronic muscle spasms is a very common qualifying condition.
It's interesting when you say muscle spasms and then you say Tourette's, because they are closely related, but I know the doctors would have certain criteria to be able to diagnose one or both or neither. But why muscle spasms, why are they okay now, but Tourette's is being looked at?
So the people that make these decisions aren't always physicians, and you'll see that in every state. You'll see some overlapping, questionable, why did they, for example, include inflammatory bowel disease, and then they also included Crohn's? You see how closely IBS and Crohn's is, but yet they listed them separately? Both have very, very common underlying themes. So you'll see that with the PA program, that there may be some overlying differences where you could have put a category such as anxiety will be a very large category in which many things fall under, just like neuropathic pain. Many categories fall within those. So my point is this, Tracy. If someone has a question, if they don't know if they qualify or not, all they have to do is call, get on a chat line, and one of our representatives will walk them through the program and answer their questions to the best of our ability.
If you say that these people who are making the final decisions aren't doctors, what kind of advice are they taking in? Do they have a panel of doctors that gives them some suggestions and helps them along with the decision of what falls into a medical category?
Oh, absolutely. The Pennsylvania healthcare program is amazing. They have put better than any other state I've ever seen, in fact. They've put a really nice board together of people that weigh in on these decisions. But like I said, they're not all physicians, so there could be some categories that could be named a little better. We've even talked about this in Harrisburg with some of the lawmakers, that we could streamline the categories to make a little bit more sense. But regardless, I'm happy to see that there's as many options as we have, that this many people can have access to medical marijuana without it being recreational, which will double the price if that will occur. Because of the taxes and everything, it makes it very hard for medical patients to even afford their medicine if they're buying it recreationally.
Melanie Cacci with us, CEO and co-founder of Compassionate Certification Center. The location we have in Butler, of course, is 127 East Cunningham Street. Melanie, though, I say the office that we have, because you have multiple locations that span across a wide area. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we wanted to make it affordable and easy for people to access a medical cannabis specialist. Instead of going to your own doctor, like I personally went to my own primary care physician, they don't even do medical cards. They don't know anything about medical cannabis, and they're not even able to help you. Most doctors just don't have the knowledge. It's a lot to know. So we encourage people to come to one of our 10 clinics. They span as far north as Erie and then over to Carlisle and as far south as Washington, Tracy.
And that's a good span because you did say we could go to any location. Is that right? Or tell us the process, because once we get the card, do we need to come back to you? You say you have great professionals. We've talked to Dr. Donner before. How often do we come back to Compassionate Certification Center?
Once a year is what we require our patients. There are some doctors who will hold cards and ask patients to come back each month and pay that fee. We've seen that happen, and we don't think that that's very good business practice. We ask the majority of our patients need to come in once a year to have their medical card certified and then recertified. But we do have a number of parents and children who come in once a month even for a CBD consultation. We're opening those up even more.
And what is involved in a CBD consultation?
It's very simple. It could be done over the phone or it could be done in the office. We help patients find the right dose of CBD. So, Tracy, once they come and see us any of our medical office and get their medical card, a patient may go to the dispensary and need some additional help. And that's what we offer is a consult to figure out what dose and strength and ratio of THC to CBD you might need to be on even after you leave the dispensary, because things change in your health. And over time, we want to make sure that we give the kind of good follow-up that each patient should have.
So let's talk about the ages that you help, because it's no surprise, it's not new news that kids are being helped by medical marijuana. But what is the age range that you typically help?
That's a great question, and that's one of the top four or five myths that we always have to talk about, is that you have to be 21 or older to obtain a card, and that's simply not the case. You need a caregiver. Any child can get their own medical card, but they have to have their own caregiver to do that. And it's most common with autism and seizure disorders, although, like I said, any patient can get a medical card. You just need to have a caregiver.
The medical card, does it have the kids' information in it or on it, I should say, or does it have the caregivers or both? I mean, how do you go to a dispensary to make sure that the medicine, the medical marijuana or the CBD or whatever is the product that they're getting at the dispensary is going to the right person?
Here's all you have to do. Anybody that wants to get a medical card at any age or any caregiver needs to call 888-316-9085. Let us know if they want to be a caregiver, and if so, we'll give you all of the instructions to go to healthcarepa.gov and go through what it is to become a caregiver. That's also found on the internet with the website, the Department of Health, the PA Marijuana Overview Program. So anybody that wants to find more information, there is a process, and that's probably the easiest way to do it would be to call us or to go online at healthpa.gov.
Melanie, is a caregiver only an adult for a child, or is a caregiver also an adult for, like, their adult parents?
Anybody can be a caregiver who can pass a background check with the Department of Health, and it could be a child or an older person. They're simply a caregiver. That's a good question as well. Thank you.
I mentioned that, or you mentioned, I should say, you know, a myth that you have to always dispel. And you gave us that answer, and that's great. But what are some of the other myths that you constantly run into that you know are coming because you deal with a lot of people? But what are some of those myths?
We do, and I'm happy to tell you that one of the things that people call about all the time and ask, they just don't know if they'll qualify. They don't understand the process. It is confusing, but actually it's pretty simple. We're just like any other doctor's office. We need to get your medical records. We can get them for you confidentially, or you can bring them into our office, either way. It's very simple, but one of the myths is, you know, do you take credit cards or do I have to pay with cash? We take cash or credit cards. Health insurance does not cover medical cannabis visits yet, and it doesn't cover your medical cannabis yet at the dispensary, so it's a cash business. So we hear that all the time. That's one of the myths.
Do you have another myth?
Once I get certified, can I switch doctors? So, for example, we have a lot of people that went to a doctor that hold their cards for a month and make them pay $200 or $300 or $400 a month, whereas we ask for $200 per visit per year. So yes, any patient can switch doctors. They can always come to us at Compassionate Certification Centers. You see a lot of people popping up, but we're the ones that have started this. We're the first in the state to do it, the largest, and we keep the medical record. So that's another myth we hear quite a bit, Tracy. So, is that patients are stuck. They want to move doctors, but they're afraid, and they'll hold their records. We can get that stuff for them. We fight for our patients. We write letters to employers. We've only had a couple of issues like that, but it's still a new program, and I just want people to know that we're here for them throughout the process.
Would people particularly be going from a PCP over to you? And the reason I ask that is because they would be only going to you for the medical marijuana cards, right? When you go to a PCP, you can talk to the PCP about anything that's happening in your life.
You can talk to anyone that's a doctor of yours currently with, if you'd like to, whether they're registered to do the medical certification cards or not. What I'm saying is if a patient comes to us and schedules an appointment and they've already got their card at another doctor's office, we can still see them and recertify them for a new card. They don't have to stay with their existing doctor.
And I appreciate it. And the reason, and the purpose behind my, the purpose behind my question is I didn't want people to think I'm leaving my PCP to come to Compassionate Certification Center. So then if I break my toe, I can come to my doctor at the Compassionate Certification Center. It's not that kind of situation.
That's correct.
So I just want to specify that if you're going to Compassionate Certification Center, they have a specific goal in mind to help folks, but they still want they want to help you. I mean, that's the reason and purpose behind everything is to make sure that you're getting healthy. And so, Melanie, explain to me when people come to you, they feel like they've gone everywhere and they haven't found their answers, and you're helping them out with medical marijuana or CBD, again, whatever product is beneficial for each individual. Do people still have to change their lives to become more healthy or healthier, whether it's exercise or food? Because there are so many people out there, and some may be listening right now, that say, I go to the doctor, but then I don't change my lifestyle at all.
You know, I'm a big fan of changing in general, so I don't push my values off on other people, and I don't appreciate them pushed off on me as well. I think that anybody that gets their medical cannabis card and, can legally consume medical cannabis is already on the path to being a healthier person. I think that just by default, even just trying CBD, a lot of people stop taking traditional pharmaceuticals and medicine. So inevitably, it's going to happen anyway. Whether we, proactively push that on patients or not is something that we put in our book when you get your medical card with us. We always give them a big congratulations. I joke around and laugh. I love my primary care physician, but I wouldn't have a baby with one. I wouldn't go and have an OB. I wouldn't go and have a baby with a cardiologist. I joke around and say you wouldn't get your medical card at your PCP office either. It's just not mostly what they do.
So 127 East Cunningham Street in Butler, of course, the location right here in Butler. And folks, if you've driven past it, you've seen the big picture, which I love because it's obvious that you're there. Sometimes buildings may not have that large display and you pass them right up. But this is very easy to get to, easy parking, and you can just go ahead and I say go right in, but you want to make an appointment. So again, how do we get a hold of you, Melanie, and your contact information? And then we're going to just talk about your final thoughts about today's conversation.
Thanks, Tracy. Yeah, we are located on 127 East Cunningham Avenue. The signage is a bit obnoxious, I will admit, but it's nice to be seen on the corner across the street from the Rite Aid where the bus station used to be. That office, if you want an appointment, 888-316-9085. You can find us on Facebook or online. We're at cccregister.com. That's also another way to find us, and you can make an appointment. We also often have walk-in hours if you want to stop and get some CBD in our Butler location. We have walk-in hours Tuesday, this week, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So the walk-in hours, is that only for CBD, or do we have the opportunity to see a doctor or sit down with somebody to ask or answer our questions?
The great thing is all of our offices have somebody you can sit down with, register yourself with the Department of Health, go through a CBD consultation and or look at our products, and come back when there is a doctor in, if there isn't that day or if there isn't room on a day when there is one.
So again, the process would be that you have to register first and then you would see the doctor. You don't get to see the doctor first without getting all the paperwork done beforehand.
Yes, and we do that all for you if you are unable to, or oftentimes we'll say, because the program, Tracy, is all online, somebody has to have an email address. A lot of our patients are very sick. They can't always do that. So I say, hey, grab somebody that's a loved one. You don't always have to go through the caregiver process, but you do need to have an email address set up so you can register with the Department of Health. And if you don't, we can even set that up for you. We'll help you obtain your medical records and get you in to see a doctor so that you can start your journey of healing with compassionate certification centers, opening up your endocannabinoid system, and getting your medical card here in PA.
Is every single individual, whether they are a child or an adult or elderly or a veteran, are they all on the same level of care, if you will, in the way of getting these cards? Because you hear when, I don't want to say a special, like there's a sale. I don't want to give that kind of connotation. But, you know, there's a different level that somebody would register if they are a kid versus if they're a veteran.
We just give them different time, different visits. Honestly, we treat each person with the utmost dignity and respect. We look at their history and their medical history and where they're coming from and what they need, whether we're meeting with their entire family and this is an exciting day where they've been waiting their whole life to get on medical cannabis. Perhaps it's a handicapped veteran who is alone and needs some assistance. We do whatever we can to get patients into the program and onto the system.
Melanie, before we go, because we only have a couple of minutes left, I just want to ask your final thoughts on getting the information out there that Compassionate Certification Center in Butler is here to help, open, available to people. And if people have questions, they're more than welcome to call and ask or come in and ask.
Thank you. You just took the words right out of my mouth. I can't say it enough. We're here to help. Most of our patients have already consumed medical cannabis or admit it openly that they have been thinking about it or would like to try this new healthcare system when they call. I would just say this, give us a call. We'll answer your questions. It's a really simple program and it will change your life forever.
Compassionate Certification Center in Butler, Melanie, the CEO and co-founder. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tracy. It's been a pleasure, and I hope we can help more patients from getting this message out.
Absolutely. Again, folks, it's Compassionate Certification Center, and if you just joined us late into the program, this will be our podcast of the day, so you can go online and listen to this in just a few minutes. It's WISR680.com. Look for Let's Talk, and then you can go from there. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Tracy Morgan with Let's Talk.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees.